This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Some disturbing data about risks when using car services. I'm David Brancaccio. The first story here, I should issue a warning. It involves sexual assault. The car service Uber has released a report detailing the raw numbers of sexual assault on passengers. It's in part an effort to persuade government regulators and riders that the company's serious about safety. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live from D.C. Nancy, what kinds of numbers are we talking about here?
Well, the Uber report says there were more than 3,000 reports of sexual assault related to Uber rides last year. The report talks about different categories of sexual misconduct that includes unwanted touching and kissing and rape. Uber also says 9 people were killed in physical assaults last year.
Now, Uber is trying to put this data from riders in the U.S. in greater context?
Yeah, Uber says there were no reports of incidents on 99.9% of more than 2 billion rides in the U.S. in 2017 and 2018. It's trying to stress this is very rare given the total number of Uber trips. But when you're talking about sexual assault numbers, even one is too many.
Yeah, and they had more than 3,000 looking at this report. What is Uber doing?
Uber's added an emergency button to its app, which it says will connect riders and drivers directly to 911. It says it's doing more rigorous background checks of drivers and has new technology that allows it to check on customers if it notices a crash or an unexpected long stop on a trip.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you for that. Now, in just over an hour and a half, we will get the government's jobs report for November. It'll come with something called the annual benchmark revisions that the Labor Department makes to non-farm payroll numbers, which this year are a doozy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
Every month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates how many jobs the economy added or subtracted based on a representative sample of 689,000 employer worksites. But there are around 9 million actual employer establishments nationwide. So BLS checks its estimates against tax records covering nearly all those employers. In its preliminary report this year, 500,000 fewer jobs turned up, says BLS economist John Stewart.
You know, by comparison, since 1979, a downward revision of 501,000 would be the third largest that we've seen.
It's a sign the labor market's weaker than we thought, says University of Michigan economist Betsy Stevenson.
It's possible that when you see a particularly large negative number, it signals that the economy is at a turning point.
There were big downward revisions in 1981, 1991, and 2009, all coinciding with recessions. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Okay, here's a solid investment. Support Marketplace today, and your donation goes 3 times as far. Right now, your donation makes triple the impact, triple, thanks to a special 2-for-1 match by the Candida Fund. That is 3 times the support for the public service journalism that you trust to keep you informed every day. The match only goes through this Sunday, so don't miss out. Give today at marketplace.org. And thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The massive Saudi oil company Aramco will start trading its new stock next Wednesday. And starting out at what we now know will be $8.53 a share, this values the company at $1.7 trillion. Only a portion of that, $27 billion worth, will trade. Aramco's value is subject to months of calculation and speculation. Joining us now is John Svakianakis, Saudi and Gulf expert at Pembroke College, Cambridge University, and a fellow at the Chatham House think tank in London. We reached him in Riyadh today. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Being the biggest oil company on the planet Earth is a strong position here in 2019, but the list of risks is long. Give us a taste.
Well, one is the geopolitical risk. There is a risk that we might have attacks coming from Iran or elsewhere. Another one could be climate change, a dramatic shift away from vehicles that use gasoline. And oil prices need to stay at these levels for them to maintain a healthy balance sheet.
Now, there are indications that Saudi's crown prince might have wanted a higher valuation still for Aramco. That said, within the range that was given recently, the valuation is at the high end.
But one needs to remember that this statement of the $2 trillion valuation was done in 2016, when economic conditions globally, but also in Saudi, were very different. Things have slowed down globally. And secondly, I would dare to say that the $2 trillion valuation was done based on a back of an envelope calculation. Valuations, as you know, change over time, and they can change from one quarter to the next.
The launch of this new Aramco stock is a crucial part of the plan to modernize Saudi Arabia's economy.
Definitely. If I was to be asked if this is a success or a failure for Saudi Aramco and Saudi Arabia as a whole, I would say that this is a great success because it is incredibly sensible for Saudi Arabia to be sharing its crown jewel with the rest of the world and with its own nationals. They need to venture into new areas such as entertainment and tourism, although tourism is something that we don't regard Saudi Arabia as being a key proponent. We still believe that this is something that the Saudis have a future in.
John Svakianakis is a Saudi and Gulf expert now at Pembroke College in Cambridge University, speaking today from Riyadh. John, thank you.
Thank you.
In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.